Hey, hey, hello, everyone.
Look at me.
I have not turned your mic on
for
a reason.
That hurts.
Okay, you can probably hear it through all the other mics. But so this isn't the show that's normally at this time. My name
can
is.
Turn my mic on. Okay,
if you promise not to scream.
Yeah, I won't.
Okay.
No.
Look at me.
Okay, perfect.
Look into my mouth.
Okay.
So this is, my name is Mike. I'm here with, this is where you say your names.
Oh, I'm Sally.
Ooh, voodoo.
I'm Garvin.
Sally.
So I'm here with Sally, and we're covering for Skinny Hour, the normally scheduled program, which is not happening right now. So I'm sorry if you were hoping to hear someone else.
Sorry about that.
It's not our fault. It is our fault.
It's our fault.
Happy birthday, Mike.
It's your fault. Happy birthday,
gosh.
Mike. Today is Mike's birthday.
Oh, he's blushing.
Oh, you're making me blush.
Oh, he's blushing like a new boy.
Guys, you're going to make me pee.
Oh, gosh.
They didn't sign up for this on the Skinny Hour.
They didn't sign up for this.
Maybe they did. Maybe not.
Maybe they.
I have never listened to this show. It can be.
If you're from the Skinny Hour and listening to see how bad your show is today, please call
it's
in.
It's not your show today. So we're
just tell
we
us
take if, full credit for
if
it.
If you pee and you want to call in and let us know that you do pee,
okay,
so
all right,
we wouldn't
okay.
be upset.
Everyone pees, as far as I know. So we don't even have to do that. There's no need to do that.
I have some anecdotal evidence to the contrary.
Anecdotal evidence is not going to hold up in a court of law.
Oh.
Well, I have not peed in my entire life. How do you think I would feel in a courtroom?
Would you feel confident saying that under oath?
Yes.
Okay, you're
raise
under
your
oath.
Hand. Raise
oh, no,
your hand.
Yeah, I have peed. I'm sorry.
Perjury.
Such an easy foil.
Well, it's not perjury if it's not under oath. Look up the law.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, I'm
the
DJ. I know perjury.
I'm not DJ. I'm Sally.
I'm Sally. Duh. I know what perjury is.
Everybody, I'm Sally no. Welter, and I am perjured.
There's
I'm
a
DJ.
Bird on the wall.
There's a hangman that says Thirk.
Thirk.
Hangman, the game, the spelling game, the classic spelling game from grade school.
Where you hang somebody.
Nope.
I feel like that's
nope.
never.
No, you draw the
redacted.
Little figures. Redacted.
Yeah, redacted. But also, like, isn't that
you can't redact yourself, DJ.
That's a terrible game to play in elementary school.
So I didn't get it. I didn't understand
yeah, me too.
What it meant. I didn't know
yeah.
someone was dying.
Me neither.
Like, even in just drawing.
I thought he was just hanging out.
Yeah. No, me neither. But isn't that so upsetting that that's what we're doing in our elementary schools?
What are we teaching our children?
The public system is
the public system.
Bad. Well, no.
I said the public system.
The public system.
The public system.
The public. What does the public have to say to us?
Speak,
please call
public.
In. Talk about how little you like the game Hangman.
How little your teeth are. How little are your teeth?
My teeth are teeny tiny because I'm a boy wonder. How
great
little are your teeth,
big
Sally?
Chompers.
They're like, not too big, not too small.
Yeah. I have pretty small teeth, I guess. Average.
No, I think mine are bigger than most people.
I don't know how mine.
They're long.
Out. They're long.
Yours are teeny.
Well, my mouth is small.
Yeah, that's the
I
name
don't
of the
like
game.
That you laugh.
That's the name of the game.
It's live music day soon.
What day?
Next Saturday.
Is Finn the Band playing?
Finn the Band is not playing, so I will not be tuning in.
Oh, me neither. Wait, if...
I'm boycotting.
If live music day wanted to include a Finn the Band segment, I would...
We would be open.
We would be open.
We would consider it. We'd pass it on to our publicist.
We're not doing anything that day.
That's not a day we're doing anything. That we could be doing the live music day.
We could be doing live music.
Like the Facebook page. Finn
the Band.
The Band.
And follow the Instagram. I'm going to see how many new followers we had right after the break. Well, the break from us talking and
follow
some music.
Finn the Band on Instagram. And
follow Finn
like page Finn on Facebook.
Shameless plug.
No shame.
No shame.
I feel so much shame right
constantly.
Now.
Constantly. My life is
I'm just reloading the Instagram to see when people follow us in real time.
From this radio.
From this radio.
I mean, there's 18 of them somewhere.
18 of you. 18
you should expect...
What's the probability? How many of these 18 do we think have Instagrams?
I don't know.
Seven?
Nobody's following.
How many of them are not driving a car?
Oh.
I'm just seeing pictures.
Yeah, don't worry, guys. You can follow us when you park your car.
Simone's and Noah's over and over again. Shout out to Simone's and Noah's.
Everywhere.
For being up.
Yeah.
For being the
S.O.
new thing.
Yeah.
The new talking. The talk of the whole school. Everybody's talking about you.
Yeah. We're all talking.
If your name is Simone or Noah.
Yep. DJ, do you have a song you want to play next?
Do you have a song set up to play next?
Sally does. I played the last two, so it's Sally's turn.
Okay, Sally's turn. What is song?
Benzo.
Sorry. Pretend you didn't hear
that. This is
awkward.
You're not allowed to say what song, where you can't pre-say songs.
All right, now you can tell me.
FCC regulations.
Benzo.
Okay.
I can still hear
it. Was that a real rule?
Yeah.
No, it's just a personal preference.
Man, sorry guys.
DJ
pretend I switched the song. It's not the song I said on air.
They heard you say it.
No, just
but
kidding.
Now it's not the song.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, bye for
bye.
Now.
can't rock to. I've been back there and I cannot got to, but I got to know. Are we still friends? Can we be friends? Are we still friends? Can we be, can we be friends? Are we still friends? Can we be friends? We'll be right back.
All right. So you have just heard a few songs that we played. The last one was Natural High by Bloodstone. And before that, you heard Are We Still Friends by Tyler, the Creator. And before that, it was Benzo by Blood Orange, which is my Tinder anthem. So if you liked that song, swipe right. Or don't.
Up to you.
Yeah.
In two
I'm actually ugly in person, which is why I'm on the radio.
In two songs, we're about to listen to my Tinder anthem, and I'm really excited.
That's good.
I don't know if we'll listen to mine tonight, but it's okay. It's a Solange song.
Also, sorry.
I was done talking.
If the CEO of Tinder is on here, can you please revoke my lifelong ban for impersonating a bear?
I think
impersonating a bear is a serious crime.
So I just said not I was a victimless a bear, crime. Like the animal.
Think of how many Tinder. Animals... bears
have tried to get Tinders
and they can't because they don't have the touch screen doesn't work on their little thumbs.
Or they try to get on there but all bears are banned for life because of you.
No wait, because yeah. It could be fault. Identity theft.
Yeah.
Was that a bear's social security number I used? I don't know.
You put the yeah
wait
you did it.
Yeah, because when I put my social security number into Tinder,
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
They ask.
I don't think they need you.
Wait.
Should we play a fun game and say our social security numbers really quickly?
Tinder.net, right? Tinder.net?
Tinder.net.
Did they ask for your bank routing number, too?
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Okay. Let's say our socials. Mine starts with a number less than 10.
mine as well. Wait, do we have the same one?
Okay, ready? You say it while I say it.
Okay, 1, 2, 0, 4, 6, 9, 2, 3. Was that the right amount?
I don't know. It was not.
Mine was 1, 2, 3. So that's the right amount.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? Or it's the beginning.
Yeah. No, it's only one number, and it's always one. Everyone has
speaking
the same.
Of one, I think Sally has one.
Yeah.
To say.
One thing.
Sally one, not Sally two. Not the one that got banned from Tinder. Yeah. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Eidichman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery. Or you can also call 617-627-3518.
Yeah, so there's the art gallery. I've never been.
Me neither.
I don't. Someone told me they didn't like it.
I just got a really cool PSA that's way better than that one.
Oh. You can do that one.
Wait.
Ladder safety PSA.
Well, that's more important.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, it's not more important.
It's
important.
It's got more collateral damage than going to the art gallery.
Think about the amount of ladders you fell off of.
Yeah,
my
but
mom
think about all
broke the, something falling off a ladder.
That's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
But just think about
so,
how
ladders.
Bad it would be if she never went to the Tufts art gallery.
Yeah,
actually,
that's true.
Yeah.
The culture that she would...
No, it didn't hurt that much when she broke a few bones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Actually, it was just one. I'm exaggerating for a fact.
But think about how many intellectual bones you could be breaking by not going to Tufts Art Gallery.
Exactly.
Damn.
No, I think that was the more important one.
Yeah.
I also have a phone call that I told someone I would make.
Uh-huh.
So do you guys want to listen in for... Oh.
Oh.
I'm calling the wrong person.
Yeah, you're calling Anxiety.
Who's Anxiety?
I just hung up on you. Oh, damn, when Anxiety hangs up on you.
You can't say that on air. You can't say...
Anxiety?
No.
I don't think that was a swear. Not,
it's, I don't know. In the biblical context.
In the biblical context.
You can't. That doesn't make it okay for you. You're not...
It's why don't I get
music.
To follow the rules that Blood Orange gets to follow?
Because he's
you place
making
a call
art.
In this area. You must dial the area code and the phone number.
Okay. So
to place a call in this area, you must dial the area code and the phone number.
Technical errors here.
We're doing great.
So do you want me to do the ladder safety PSA?
To place a call.
Yeah.
No, wait, I got you.
He's got it. He's got it. This is completely under control.
Okay, so we're going to listen to a song next.
Hello?
Oh.
This is the creator of the next song we're going to be listening to.
Yep.
He's on the
this
air.
This is completely under control.
Right now.
Wait, what are you doing?
What?
What just happened?
Nothing. Oh, wait, can you turn the aux up? Okay, up? So we're... How's it going, Ross? Going to listen to a song next.
What is going on?
Hello?
Oh. What
are you... Ross, how's
this
it going?
The creator of the next song we're going to be listening to. Yep.
DJ, you're hurting everyone.
Ross,
wait,
how are you
what
doing?
What are you doing?
What are you what? Doing? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Oh, wait,
what's going on?
Okay, so how's it going,
DJ,
Ross?
Stop
going to listen to a
somebody
song.
Somebody do the whole face.
Ross, how's it going?
I can't.
He
does it so well.
He does it so well.
Yeah.
How are you?
DJ, you're hurting everyone.
Ross,
wait,
how are you
what
doing?
Are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you
doing?
Yeah.
What's going on?
DJ, stop.
Can you hear what's going on? Somebody do the whole face.
This is too funny.
I can't. He does it so well.
Am I the only one who's hearing us repeat our words?
Yeah.
Wait, what are you doing?
What are you doing? So we're back. We're here with the creator of the next song we're about to listen to. Do you have anything to say to premise this song?
Well, you know, guys, this is a song about America. I think about, you know, when my inspiration for this song came, I was in Reno, Nevada, doing undisclosed work, and you could say that something just sparked my imagination.
And we are going. Do you want to listen to the song?
Please.
Okay.
Here it is.
I feel like that was good.
Good and legal, just the way.
Good and legal.
We like our bits.
That's
everything's
like
good and legal. Here. Don't you worry.
It's okay, I'm a lawyer.
Okay, here we are. Do you want to narrate? Do you want to do some live TV commentary?
No, I think the art speaks for itself.
Okay. I'd agree.
Should we turn off the mics? Or
yeah, we can do that.
And then we can go back.
Yeah, we'll go back after.
My phone was
United States has conducted an operation
to kill
Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda. In the last 10 years, thanks to the tireless and heroic work of our military and our counterterrorism professionals, we've made great strides in that effort. The United States.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening. Tonight, I can report to the American people. The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden. The American people came together.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
American people conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden. American people came together.
We got him.
I'm just putting this out there. This is not the Tinder anthem I was talking about before. It's going to be the next song. So, just so everybody knows, this is not my Tinder anthem.
Don't need no approval, girl, you bet it. Let's make out right by my violence. Thank you.
Mary, Mary had a little baby. Yes, pretty little baby. Yes, pretty little baby. Glory be to the newborn King. The star is shining, shining on the manger. Shining on the manger. Ooh, yes, welcoming a stranger. Glory be to the newborn King.
This is my Tinder anthem.
All right.
All right. That's over.
So, why? No, it's still going. Why? We're just talking over it. It's fine.
Everybody hates my anthem.
Yeah.
It's a pretty bad anthem.
Can I play a different version of it? Because I just love that song.
I'm gonna go with no.
Yeah.
Wait, can you just
he holds the
just
power.
Turn it just turn the just turn it.
So far I'm getting nothing.
This
new.
Is Frank Sinatra.
No, we're off.
You make me feel so young. He sings like that.
Yeah.
Nerd.
Nat King Cole.
Oh.
Oh no, this one goes
yeah,
hard.
This one does. Wait, this is a bop. Yeah, this is the best one.
The first Noel. The angel.
The first Noel trap remix.
Dolly Parton? Was too
certain. No, she's canceled, I think.
Is she?
I don't know.
So many times in my life, I think my
life.
My childhood.
Now, there were why is Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton?
Oh, no, I don't know. I made that up.
Fake news. Let me see. I can still see that little old country church just full of neighbors and family and friends. And I can still hear that little country preacher talking about the birth of our she's Lord still alive. Savior, Jesus
Christ. Wow. She's really going full Jesus on
she's
this one.
She's kicking it. I remember Dolly Parton. When I first met Dolly Parton, I was in a little dive bar in Nashville. Kicking back. Go ahead.
My friend from home's dad used to work at a hotel, and I think it was in Nashville, and Dolly Parton was like a regular there, and she brought him cookies.
Yeah, I mean, so, we've all met Dolly Parton.
No big deal. But
Dolly Parton is my mom.
Yeah.
Dolly.
Wait. She's my aunt. Right?
Okay.
Does that make us cousins?
It doesn't make sense for you guys.
I don't think you guys be cousins.
Because I am from the South, so anyone from the South is related to Dolly Parton automatically. I think you guys have your genealogy messed up.
No, I got that story wrong, actually. It was my friend's dad, I met my dad, and that was how he and my mom, Dolly Parton, met. So we're all siblings.
Awesome.
Actually, you're our cousin, but Mike and I are siblings.
Yeah.
But Camille is your cousin and my cousin and his cousin now.
You're bringing another character into this. So we don't have time to do all this narrative. Yeah. We just don't have.
We don't have time for I don't have the backstory of this. Camille. Camille, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Camille.
You're a great cousin.
She doesn't care. She redacted you.
Why did she redact me?
Can we start using redacted as like
she redacted me? What the redacted?
You weren't participating enough.
This is Mariah.
Okay, so I think I've sort of had it with the whole
Dolly Parton.
It's so good. Noel? That's the best Christmas.
No,
song.
I think I'm good with it though. I feel like it's run its course for
you can
now.
You can press the button.
Yeah, that's true.
Rascal Flatts.
No, turn it off.
Okay, and that is a definite press of the button.
Life is a highway.
Ella Fitzgerald though.
We don't need to hear Noel 40 different times.
Okay.
David Koch.
David Koch.
What?
Wait, I misread that
Spencer.
One. It was David Koch. Wait, that's so close to David Koch.
I mean,
I saw the KO and I was just there. Weezer? Do we want to try this, Weezer?
No. We could do this on our own time. I feel like the public doesn't need to hear Noel 40 times.
Sufjan Stevens, you guys.
All right, okay. He did make a Christmas album.
Oh, my God.
So I'll allow this one.
This is going to be my anthem.
Okay, here we go.
On Tinder. I sing to you, I sing to you, Genevieve, I sing to you, you don't exist. I sing to you though, when I address you. Front yard like an open wound, repeating I love you to who? I recorded all these songs about the echoes in our house now. Walked out the door to play them on a stage. But I sing to you. I picture you. When we first met, you were 22. I drove my truck onto the ferry to Victoria in the morning, where we met and talked forever in your apartment with evening falling. So I brought my blankets in and slept on the floor right next to your bed. In the morning, barely awake, I saw you standing right above me, peeling an orange and looking hungry. Do you want some? You asked me and then just avalanched into me with pieces of orange and weight and kissing and certainty. I remember play a show you'd set up for us at a surf shop to no one. Then we slept in the back of my truck and got woken up by the cops, and so went down to the fishing boat docks to ask whoever for a ride across the water to Mears Island to just get left there for the day. And we did, and brought some food to eat, and went through the big trees abandoned and in love, totally insane apart from the rest of the world. We had finally found each other in the universe, lying on the rocks waiting for the boat to come pick us up. I read the one book we had with us aloud, with my head on your lap, sinking into you, Tintin in Tibet in French. And we thought of devotion and snow and distant longing in the Himalayan air, high and cold with a bell ringing out. Remember, through your gasping for oxygen, you explained
that high cold air, wrapping the globe, singing above the mountains of the gods. And I do picture you there, molecules dancing. But I'd rather you were in the house watching the unfolding everyday life of this good daughter we made, instead of being scattered by the wind for no reason. So I sing to you.
This is Mike, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, we're gonna vibe out with one last song. Thanks for listening. We're just vibing.
Truly.